This is Radio EcoShock with your host, Alex Smith.
Our guide to the collapse of the Mayan civilization is one of the world's experts. Takeshi Inamata is a professor of anthropology at the University of Arizona. He also has a chair in environment and social justice. Dr. Inamata has published books, popular articles, and many key papers on thousands of years of the Maya people. Takeshi Inamata is the lead author of a new paper in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. It's the most accurate yet on when and at what pace social and economic upheaval happened in the Mayan culture. That helps explain how this advanced civilization came apart until the cities were abandoned. Dr. Inamata, welcome to Radio EcoShock.
Thank you.
Let's locate ourselves. Where is the Maya site of Sabal that you studied intensively?
Yeah, that's in Guatemala, in the lowland part of the country. So the northern part of Guatemala, close to Mexico, it's a tropical lowland where you have rainforest. And the Sabal is located in the area, pretty close to the border with Mexico.
How many people lived in Sabal? And if we could travel back in time, would we recognize this as a city?
Yes. In its heyday, which is what we call classic period from the 2nd to 9th century, it probably had about 5,000 to 10,000 people. So it was something like city. It depends on what you, how you define city. But it had the ruler, it had the temple, and then it had the plazas where people gathered. So it had lots of these functions of city.
And for this paper, you took a couple of main periods out of that long history of the Maya. When were you studying, really?
It can be divided into two main periods. One is pre-classic period, which is before 2nd AD. And the next one is a classic period, which is from 2nd to 9th century AD. Then, yeah, we studied the end of each of these periods.
Why did you study the end of those periods?
Well, that's always the big question in Maya archaeology. Many centers were abandoned at the end of each of these periods. That has been a major focus of debate and studies.
Well, you know, in our hypermodern civilization, a lot of my listeners worry about collapse, and there are places on Reddit where you can just talk about collapse. They have different reasons why they think it could happen, and one of the big debates is whether civilizations tend to break up quickly or do they fade away slowly. What is your estimate from the times that you studied in this paper?
So we think that the key is chronology and dating. So when you have coarse chronology of your dating is not very precise, the whole process looks very gradual. Now, most people thought that the classic collapse, for example, happened over a century. But when you see, when you have more refined chronology, then you can see much more detailed social changes that happens within this period of what we call collapse. We have a period of fast decline, political decline, followed by limited recovery. Then we have a major abandonment of many cities. Then some cities comes back and had a recovery, but then many of them also had final abandonment.
Well, as you're aware, a series of papers over the last dozen years suggest a long-lasting drought created tensions that led to regional wars. You've cited a half-dozen climate-leaning studies in your paper references. Do you think climate change was one factor that helped the Mayan civilization collapse?
That's still an open question. So by now, we have enough evidence that indicate that there were some droughts at each of those periods of collapse. But was it the main cause of the collapse? That's still a question. Then we see our work was a sort of step toward getting a better answer to this question. At the beginning, so we have an initial political decline, which seems to be related to social problems. We see the intensification of warfare, and then people started to live in fortified locations. Then we have this major episode of abandonment, which may be related to drought. So picture may be pretty complex, and then we still need more work. But by refining this kind of chronology, we hope that we can get to clear our answers.
Well, we do need to understand how climate change affects civilizations because of our own pressing needs in the fossil fuel age, but I think you might agree we don't want to let that blind us or distort our view when we look into the past to see what happened.
Yeah, that's an important point. But the same problem is happening, well, particularly in this area. And another important factor is the deforestation. And then right now, deforestation is happening in this area of Guatemala and then adjacent areas. Then these kind of problems may have led to social problems. Then in that sense, it's probably important to study what happened in the past in order to think about today's problems too.
Let's look briefly at how your team worked. What techniques did you use to create a time map better than what we had before?
So it is a combination of radiocarbon dating and the ceramic studies and then stratigraphic analysis of archaeological excavation. So radiocarbon dating is becoming more and more precise. Then we combine those dates with ceramic phases or dates and then stratigraphic information. And then we use a technique called Bayesian statistics, which combines all those information and then refine the dates.
And this paper compares two collapses of the Maya. The first was during the time of the Roman Empire and the second during the Dark Ages in Europe. What did the two Maya collapses have in common?
We looked at the two events, two periods of a collapse, at the end of pre-classic period and then the other one at the end of classic period. But in both cases, we find that there was those smaller episodes or waves of political decline. First, there was some political decline and then recovery, and then major episode of abandonment, then some recovery, and then final abandonment. So this pattern happened in both cases at the end of pre-classic period and then at the end of the classic period. So this is probably telling us something very important about the nature of social change and then possibly about the causes of these changes. Although we don't know exactly what they were, but we think that this is giving us important hints.
And yet, your paper finds these two similar collapses produced very different outcomes, and I think there's a critical lesson there. Please talk to us about the two different routes after the collapse.
Yes, that's the interesting part. So during or after the pre-classic collapse, some major centers declined and got abandoned, but some survived, and then those surviving ones led to the emergence of Maya dynasties. So the time of collapse was the time of the establishment of Maya kingship. Then you get into this heyday of Maya civilization, which is the classic period. But at the end of classic period, again, many centers or cities were abandoned, but that really marked the end of certain kind of kingship, what we call divine kingship. Then Maya civilization continued after the classic period, and the Maya, there are still lots of Maya people today in Guatemala and Mexico and other countries. And then they did, after the classic period, they did have some kind of kingship. It was very different, not so heavily based on religious leadership, and then there seems to have been some important political change happened with the classic collapse.
I find this fascinating because if the international order does break down or the grid fails for some reason, some of us hope for new local governments and greater freedom, and others fear the multi-billionaire families will continue as dynasties ruling during another dark age. You've taken a special interest in the timing and development of great dynasties in Mayan culture. Why is that important?
Well, basically, we are looking at the change in political system. And then kingship or dynasty is really the core of this political system in Maya society. So in a broader sense, we are interested in how political organization change. And in that sense, that relates to political change that happen in today's world too.
And the Maya had many gifts. They had a written language, mathematics, astronomy, and amazing architecture. But they also had a reputation for brutality. What were those practices, and was that built into the religion of power?
I don't want to emphasize too much this aspect of brutality. Well, every civilization had that aspect. Almost every society was involved in warfare, some form of violence, and the Maya had a unique form of violence, including human sacrifice, but it doesn't mean that the Maya people are more brutal or violent than other people. I see it as really the aspect of every civilization, including our own society.
Well, certainly the Romans were a brutal people, and yes, we've had our share of wars and bombings. So why do you think that North Americans know more about Greece and Rome than the great Maya civilization that flourished right on this continent?
Yes, that's a good question. Partly because we didn't know too much about the Maya civilization. We couldn't read glyphs, and so we didn't know much about the history of Maya people. But now we have much more archaeological studies, and then we can read text and glyph, Maya glyphs, then we know much more about the Maya civilization these days. Also, it may relate to today's status of Maya people. Maya people has been economically disadvantageous positions. I think it is important to learn their culture and their historical heritage, and that should probably relate to the respect for those people who live in this area today.
Yes, the Chiapas Rebellion in southern Mexico traced some of its roots to the Maya people.
Yes, that's another area that the Maya people still live, and there are lots of political issues in those areas. Guatemala had civil war, which was very much tied to this division between the indigenous people and the government.
Can you recommend books, even fiction books, that give us a realistic picture of Maya history and what it would be like to live in those times?
I did one book with my colleague Steve Houston. It's called The Classic Maya, which gives pretty much an overview of this civilization.
And when you do your work in the field, do you sometimes think about lessons from modern times?
Yes, certainly. As we talked about, Maya people may have faced the similar problems and challenges that we face today, including the climate change, and also the problem of deforestation, and then also the problem of political violence and warfare. So I'm not saying that we can get the direct lesson for today's world, but it is important to know about the past in order to think about today and the future.
Is there still a lot of work to be done to solve this mystery of what happened to the Maya?
Certainly. I think we are making a good progress, but still we need lots of work, and also one concern is that lots of archaeological sites being destroyed, along with deforestation and economic development. Then in that case, all the information is gone, is lost forever. So that's one concern.
We've been discussing the new paper titled High Precision, Radiocarbon Dating of Political Collapse and Dynastic Origins at the Maya Site of Ceibal, Guatemala. It was published December 19, 2016, in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Our guest is the lead author, Professor Takeshi Inamata, from the Department of Anthropology at the University of Arizona. You can find links to Professor Inamata and the science we've discussed in my weekly show blog at ecoshock.org. Takeshi, thank you so much for helping us understand.
Thank you very much.
I'm Alex Smith for Radio EcoShock.
Check out the Radio EcoShock website. We're at ecoshock.org.